Only a few people on this planet that walked around and said they played for Canada at the World Cup. It's only happened once for our side. David Norman was part of that. Davey, thanks for joining us. How are you?
I don't know if I can tell you that right now. Not very good.
Yeah, well, listen, you have been there. You were a part of it. You're a father with a son who, you know, if all things projected, David Jr. might be a part of that 2026 team. Are you shocked? And, hey, you're a businessman, too. Are you shocked that we don't even get a chance to be one of the cities in our own country?
Absolutely blown away at the news yesterday. And it seemed like yesterday, Perry, that it was a leverage play, a bit of a negotiation ploy. But if in fact they've missed the deadline and didn't know they missed the deadline, that's even worse. And, you know, you say I'm in business. I was in a meeting this morning with the CEO of a company that has a revenue of $4.1 billion a year, 4,000 employees, and he was talking about risk to me. And he explained it like this. He held his hands about a foot apart. And he said, here's our total cost on this project. He then moved his right hand down about 2 inches, and he said, here's our risk. We know there's going to be some return, and that's the exact same as if Vancouver is in the bid process. There's some return. He then stood up, Perry, and put his right hand up as high as he could, and he said, but here is our upside. And that's exactly the way I see this deal. The upside is massive. We've failed here massively. The economic opportunity for the city has gone out the window, and I honestly cannot believe what I'm hearing when I got out of this meeting.
Yeah, no, I was on the phone to some sources today, Dave, been informed that the United Committee sent a letter letting Vancouver know they're not part of the process, expecting the CSA or the United Committee tomorrow in the next 24 hours, say, here are the cities that are still in play.
Right.
And the ramifications are not just 2026, Dave. You go to the stadiums, you see the games and how Vancouver has kind of become the place for the national team. They're not coming here. They're not coming here if we're not part of 2026. As Dan Ricci was saying, they'll look at BMO Field in Toronto and go, awesome, another friendly coming here. We're not coming to Vancouver.
Well, I, exactly, and as you asked me on, I kind of started writing some stuff down, and that's where I'm going with it, Terry, is there are going to be no TV shots of Vancouver in the summer worldwide. There's no extended stays for visits to the Okanagan, to Victoria, to Whistler. There's no people, fans going home and telling their friends and family, you have to go to Vancouver, get it on your bucket list. It's one of the greatest cities in the world. There's the no World Cup economic impact we talked about. No party zone in Robson Square. No soccer in BC Place, where we demonstrated we hosted a World Cup final. I happened to go to the game. I will admit, I'm not a massive women's fan. I cheer for the Canadian team, but I'm not going out of my way to watch another women's game other than our Canadian team. That was one of the best sporting events I've ever been to. The game was fantastic. The atmosphere was fantastic. So we should have now no NDP in power. That's where I'm going. John Horgan and Lisa Baer have to explain to the constituents in British Columbia, the restaurant employees, the hotel employees, the unions, the taxi employees, retail employees, their constituents, their base, why they are not going to have somewhere between 6 and 12 days of a city packed full of visitors. They need to explain that to their constituents.
And Dave, I mean, we're looking at Toronto, and there's stories there that the estimated cost is between $30 and $45 million. And really, our city, our town, our province put out that money already for BC Place, $514 million it was for BC Place to reno it up and make it such a great venue. The cost has already been here. You know, it's the risk. A lot of the risk has already been undertaken. It's now more about using that building as best you can, at least for me.
Exactly. How long did they think they had to look at number one, the economic impact, which, as we've just talked about, is ongoing. It's not for three games, and it's not for the 10 to 12 days over time that people will spend here. It's a long and extended economic impact to our city. the costs, as you said, are there. There is very little they need to do with anything to BC Place to host games. There's very little they need to do as far as infrastructure and moving people around. The biggest cost, and the one that they say is, at least my understanding, is the security cost and what that is. Well, again, you can guesstimate that to some level, Perry. You've just said that Toronto can guesstimate $35 to $40 million. Well, we must be able to get close to something like that. And if you lost money initially on it even, it's still a long-term economic impact for the city. One of the greatest cities, not in Canada, not in North America, in the world, and people would have been clamoring to get here.
David Norman joins us, a former national team player, was with Canada in the World Cup. David, we're trying to be fair. There's a lot of people. We are not a political show, but it is about politics and a sporting event and the relation that they have had on this day and how it won't move forward. There's several people who have texted us and said, listen, FIFA is so corrupt. Why would you get involved with any of them on any level? What do you say to that?
I just don't see that as a point of why Vancouver is not in the bid process. I can't contemplate or understand anyone that would say that. If you're a Vancouverite, if you're from BC, and I'm trying to keep, Perry, the fact that I'm a soccer guy and obviously very biased out of this.
Yes.
If Vancouver won't be hosting games, I will still be going to games, whether it's in Canada, whether it's anywhere in the United States. I will take in as many games in that World Cup as I can because it's so close. So I'll still see the games. But I'm trying to keep the bias out. But this is an opportunity, as I said, particularly for John Horgan's constituents and his base, over that period of time and times to come to have the economic impact from it. There's just no other way.
Well,
you can see it in my mind.
And the thing is, you have 32 other cities throughout North America who obviously the council, whether it be, you know, in the States or the provinces here, thinking we should get in on this. We want to be a part of this and not having any issues with what has been put in front of them. And as to you said, starting this, and even Lisa Bear in her press release said there's great potential to help out, but there is some risk. Well, like you said, potential risk, you have to weigh it out. And they obviously did and decided that it's not worth it for our
city. I actually believe they royally screwed up, that they used this as a negotiation ploy, and it has massively failed for them. And if they did miss the deadline or didn't understand there was a deadline, as I said earlier, that's even worse for me. So, if it's gone now, it's gone. But there's just no explaining it to me, Perry. And again, I'm not a soccer guy. I'm a Vancouverite. I love British Columbia. I love Canada. And we should have this event here.
Thanks, pal. Appreciate it.
You got me. Talk to you soon.
All right. There's an emotional David Norman at the end there.
Sportsnet 650.